At KBGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. A couple of stories here to top the news. Still no ID on that 62-year-old San Andreas man who was killed yesterday morning around 10:30. Solo vehicle accident on Highway 49 just south of the landfill between McCallamy Hill and San Andreas. The man was traveling about 25 miles an hour when, for unknown reasons, he allowed his small pickup to drift off to the left across the northbound traffic lane up a dirt embankment. The vehicle rolled over, coming to rest on its roof. The man was transported to Mark Twain Medical Center, where he later died of his injuries. Again, his name has not been released. And a lot of calls yesterday about smoke in the air. There was a fire off of I-5 in the valley that was causing some smoke visible here in Amador County. But also yesterday around 3 o'clock, the Blackstone incident was reported in El Dorado Hills. If you're familiar with the Blackstone Parkway, Valley View Parkway area, that's where the fire burned. Fire crews did an amazing job, to quote CAL FIRE, in stopping the forward progress of this fast-moving fire, which was burning. Again, if you're familiar with that area, in dry grass headed towards a residential area. Within about 2 hours of arrival, crews were able to get a wet line around the fire completely. Again, that fire blackened about 35 acres. Crews remained on scene throughout the night. That fire is expected to be fully contained by later today.
Well, a Valley Springs man sentenced in Calaveras County Superior Court yesterday to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to multiple sex acts with a child under 14. 64-year-old George Mulligan will serve 84% of his 15-year sentence, totaling roughly 12 and a half years behind bars. Mulligan arrested at his home in 2018, charged in incidents dating back to 2010. He pleaded guilty to 3 out of 32 initial counts. Superior Court Judge Timothy Healy sentenced the man to 8 years on one charge, 6 consecutive years for another, and 1 consecutive year for the final charge. The remaining charges dismissed by motion of the Calaveras County District Attorney's Office.
And in a story last week, we reported that the City of Jackson is calling on all Amador Water Agency customers to file a Proposition 218 protest over the agency's proposed new rate adjustments. In response to those comments, Amador Water Agency General Manager Larry McKinney says they are necessary to repair and replace aging infrastructure. Outside experts who prepared the AWA's Comprehensive Water Master Plan study found an unusually high number of water and wastewater deficiencies throughout Amador County, including treatment plant limitations that threaten the reliability of drinking water service to existing customers. McKinney says failures and emergencies now consume so many resources that the staff can't keep up with regular preventative maintenance. Without the funding to begin to replace old infrastructure, the risk of a catastrophic failure to one or more of the agency's systems is increasing. The proposed rate adjustments are also bringing wholesale water costs in line with all other AWA water customers. The recent rate study found that wholesale water customers like the City of Jackson should be bearing more of the agency's total costs than they have been in the past. State law requires costs to be shared fairly throughout Amador County. Now, on a side note, Water Agency General Manager Larry McKinney will be our guest tomorrow at 7:40.
Well, with a short agenda before him, the Sutter Creek City Council approved a new stop sign at last night's meeting. The council voted to approve the signs at the intersection of Gold Hills Estates Drive and Gopher Flat on the northeast edge of town. Councilman Robert Peters compared the proposed signage to similar signs on Church Street, which have slowed traffic as it enters the city. "This is money well spent," said Peters. Now, in other business, the council approved a proclamation honoring Bob Fiock for his many contributions to the city of Sutter Creek and the citizens, and had request from downtown shop owners to end outdoor dining on Main. No decision made on the dining issue.
And CAL FIRE is seeking assistance from landowners, registered forest professionals, and natural resource professionals with its annual cone crop survey and cone collection efforts. Now, this includes locating developing crops on native California forests. Now, these efforts support CAL FIRE's seed bank at the L.A. Moran Reforestation Center. Now, their mission is to maintain an adequate, reliable, and continuous supply of high-quality site-adapted seed necessary to protect and enhance the genetic integrity and diversity of California forest lands. Identifying healthy trees for collection is an important first step in harvesting seeds for future reforestation needs. If you would like to assist CAL FIRE in this endeavor, complete and return the survey form by the end of July. For more information and to find the form, you can go to fire.ca.gov. That's fire.ca.gov. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.